Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, October 12th, broadcast live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. As always, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time, and the video auction will start at 8 a.m. Central Time on the 12th of October. 17,700 head in the offering this go-round, including 2,700 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,200 weaned calves, and 3,700 calves on cows with 1,200 head of bred stock. If you want details about when an estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website superiorlivestock.com or call for more information at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming up on the 12th of October. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle complex seems set to open mixed today thanks to a pre-cash combination of follow-through buying and profit-taking. The hog contract should also begin on both sides of unchanged this morning, with nearby holding up better than their deferred counterparts. Now, cattle buyers and sellers running out of excuses, necessitating the development of light to moderate trade volume sometime between late morning and mid-afternoon today, and early bids should be renewed at about $106 in our part of the country, with asking prices about $110 to $112. Now, expect one final round of higher cash hog bids today. While packer spending has steadily improved through the week, country movement has remained relatively moderate. That's certainly not to say that market hog supplies are less than ample. It's just that we've moved into a brief period where well-margined packers just have to work a little harder in order to fund aggressive chain speed plans. Saturday's kill should total close to 240,000 head. Now, the lean hog futures are staged for a mixed opening today, with deferred probably losing more ground to the nearbys. The first 3 days of this week, soybean prices lost nearly 10 cents, but as large amounts of rainfall are expected to soak most of the Midwest through the rest of the weekend, mounting anxiety over harvest delays erased all of those losses and then some yesterday. Corn prices were also up slightly, with more mixed results for wheat. Forecast models through October 12 predict another inch to 2 inches of rainfall will at least fall over much of the Corn Belt over the next week or so. The wheat prices did see mixed results yesterday. Winter wheat dropped slightly, with December Chicago soft red winter futures losing 1.25 cents, closing at 4.40¾. December Kansas City wheat lost about a penny and a half, closing at 4.34½. Minneapolis spring wheat found modest gains, but remains well below midsummer prices, which were higher than $8 just briefly in July. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Hi, I'm a smoker, and I'm aware that that's bad. I'm aware that my family hates it, and that it costs me over $2,700 a year. I'm aware of all the reasons I shouldn't do it, but none of that changes the fact that it's really hard to quit.
Talk to your healthcare provider and contact the helpline for free services like quit coaching, text, and email support. Visit okhelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. The Helpline is brought to you by TSET and SoonerCare.
On our livestock futures, October live cattle was up 107 at 110.15, December up 112 at 116.05, October feeder cattle up 147 at 153.57, and November up 135 at 154.85. December hogs up 90 cents, 62.80, and February up 30 cents at 67.60. Kansas City wheat, December down 1¾ at 4.34¼, March down 1¾ at 4.52, Chicago wheat, December down 1¼ at 4.40¾, and the March down 1 cent, 4.59½. December corns up 1¼ at 3.49½, and March up 1¼ at 3.62½. November soybeans up 10 cents, 9.68¼, and January's up 10¼ cents at 9.79. October cotton up 89, 69.79. December unchanged at 68.27. November crude is down 71 at 50.08. December down 72 at 50.43. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.